ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे,
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
वंशाकल्पतरूपेश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्कायते गिरिम् यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमो देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनो हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7. The title of the chapter is The Son of Drona Punished, text number 31.
Drishtvastra tejastutayo, drishtvastra tejastutayo, trilokan pradahan maha,
trilokan pradahan maha,
लोकान् प्रधान
महः।
दह्यमाना प्रजा सर्वा,
दह्यमाना प्रजा सर्वा,
दह्यमाना प्रजा सर्वा,
दह्यमाना प्रजा सर्वा,
समवर्तकम् अमंसथा,
समवर्तकम् अमंसथा,
समवर्तकम्
अमंसथा, समवर्तकम् अमंसथा।
तेजः
हीट
तो
बट
तयो
ऑफ
बोथ
त्रीन
थ्री
लोकान
प्लैनेट्स
प्रदहत
ब्लेसिंग
महत
सीवियरली
दह्यमानाः
बर्निंग
प्रजाः
पॉपुलेशन
सर्वाः
ऑल ओवर
सामवर्तकम्
द नेम ऑफ द फायर
विच डेवास्टेट्स
ड्यूरिंग द एनिहिलेशन ऑफ द यूनिवर्स
अमं
सता
बिगिन टू थिंक।
ट्रांसलेशन शील प्रभुपाद। शील प्रभुपाद की
All the population of the three worlds were scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. Everyone was reminded of the Samvartaka fire which takes place at the time of annihilation.
Translation responsively.
All the population
of the three worlds
was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons.
Everyone was reminded
of the Samavartaka
fire
which takes place
at the time of annihilation.
report by Srila Prabhupada. The three worlds are the upper, lower and intermediate planets of the universe. Although the Brahmastra was released on this earth, the heat produced by the combination of both weapons covered all the universe, and all the population on all the different planets began to feel the heat excessively and compared it to that of Samvartaka fire. No planet, therefore, is without living beings, as less intelligent materialistic men think. I would like to read text number 32 also, just in case. I'll read the text. Prajobhadravam alakshya lokavyatikaram chatam matamsha vasudevasya sanjaharjuna dvayam. Praja, the people in general, upadravam, disturbance, alakshya, having seen it, loka, the planets, vyatikaram, destruction, cha, also, tam, that, matam cha, and the opinion, vasudevasya, of Vasudeva, Sri Krishna, sanjahara, retracted, Arjuna, dvayam, both the weapons. Translation. Thus seeing the disturbance of the general populace and the imminent destruction of the planets, Arjuna at once retracted both Brahmastra weapons as Lord Sri Krishna desired. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The theory that the modern atomic bomb explosions can annihilate the world is childish imagination. First of all, the atomic energy is not powerful enough to destroy the world. And secondly, ultimately it all rests on the supreme will of the Lord. Because without His will or sanction, nothing can be built up or destroyed. It is foolish also to think that the natural laws are unlimitedly powerful. Material laws works under the direction of the Lord as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says that the natural laws work under His supervision. The world can be destroyed only by the will of the Lord and not by the whims of tiny politicians. Lord Sri Krishna desired that the weapon released by both Drauni and Arjuna be withdrawn, and it was carried out by Arjuna at once. Similarly, there are many agents of the powerful, all-powerful Lord, and by His will only can one execute what He desires. So it's very interesting in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam where Dronacharya's son Drauni or Ashwatthama releasing one Brahmastra, and then Arjuna is releasing the second Brahmastra to counteract that. But the problem is the heat generated here, Srila Prabhupada explains in the all the population of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. So this is the effect. We have already seen some effects of, it's not Brahmastra, just even atomic bomb, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, we have seen the effects. Even still, things are continuing. But what to talk of the effects of Brahmastra? Srila Prabhupada explains. So this is even though Srila Prabhupada says here, the three worlds are upper, lower and intermediate. There are three planetary systems are there. We understand from the Shastra. This is like a Martyaloka, Borloka. Like we have a 14 planetary systems are there. The 14 planetary systems are divided into three categories. Upper planetary system, middle planetary system and lower planetary system. The Patala, Mrityaloka and Swargaloka. So three planetary systems. So we are in the earthly planet, we are in the middle planetary system. And above us, all the Swarga, Borloka, Bovarloka, Suvarloka, Makarloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka, up to Brahmaloka. So again, down also, we have earthly planet, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Rasatala, Patala. So like that seven planetary systems. So this is like a 14 planetary systems are there. So this is very scientifically explained also. Brahma Samhita explains how Lord Mahavishnu, yasyaiva nishvasita kala vatavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnur mahan saha ihayasya kala visesho govindam adipurusham tamaham pajami. This Mahavishnu is breathing. So just like a Mahavishnu's exhaling breath. Mahavishnu is breathes out. When Mahavishnu breathes out, what is coming? The millions of universes are coming. Millions of universes. When we breathe out, just only there. When we are in the water, when we breathe out, some bubbles are coming. So it's easy to understand. When a small, insignificant entity like us, when we breathe, small bubbles are coming. And when Mahavishnu is breathing, what is the big this thing? It's not a big thing for Mahavishnu to the universes are coming. Sometimes people think this is all like some fairy tales, you know, like something, the grandma stories. No, it is not grandma stories. Mahavishnu is like, he is breathing out and the universes are coming. And then each and every universe we know that is Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, he enters. And then from Garbhodaka Sai is Vishnu's navel. So the whole 14 planetary systems and then top Brahmaji appears. So this is the way it is explained. So Prabhupada explains the three worlds are the upper, lower and intermediate planets of the universe. Although the Brahmastra was released on the earth, the heat the heat produced by the combination of both weapons covered all the universe, and all the population of the different planets began to feel the heat excessively. So this is the even though it is happening in the earthly planet, and because of the potency of the heat of the Brahmastra, everywhere that the power of Brahmastra, the heat of Brahmastra could be felt. And it is mentioned here, it is like a Samavartaka fire. Samavartaka fire, we have heard about Samavartaka clouds actually. Most of the time in Krishna book we read about Samavartaka clouds are sent when Indradev wanted to teach a lesson to the Brajavasis. So the Samavartaka was taking rest, and the Samavartaka is used only at the time of annihilation. Whether it is a Samavartaka cloud or Samavartaka fire, is only that time of annihilation this fire is used, or the cloud is used. So here they could feel that this is like almost like a Samavartaka fire, that type of devastation. Srila Prabhupada explains in one of the lectures, this is like, according to the Shastra, the Samavartaka fire is specially reserved for this annihilation purposes. So the end of the Kali Yuga, not this end of the Kali Yuga, because when the Sahasra Yuga Pariyantam, so like when Brahma's day is finishing, at that time when the Kali Yuga is finishing, there will be scorching heat. Excessive heat will be there. And Srila Prabhupada says, the temperature of the present sun will be raised to 12 times. Raised to 12 times actually. Even one time, like in this sun only we are not able to, we have to put so many creams and ointments and all these things. The sun of the heat of the sun will be raised to 12 times. And then at that time there will be continuously heat only, there won't be any rain. This is like an end of Kali Yuga. So sometimes, you know, like this is and continuous heat, and then after that, when you have a continuous heat, there will be a lot of fire and all these things. And then, so 100 years continuously only rain will be there. And the rain will be like so thick, you know, like I said in the Shastra, it will be like a trunk of the elephant. Sometimes, you know, it's very hard for us to imagine all these things. No? Like, because 5,000 years ago, Srimad Bhagavatam says everything clearly. But now, we don't have enough faith in the Shastra. Sometimes we don't know. Oh, is it possible? Will that rain will fall? Something like that. Because 100 years ago, if somebody said, no, like, the water will be sold, we have to buy water, people will laugh at you. But now, water is a big business, actually. Same way, no, like, whatever Shastra will never say wrong. That's why Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, Yat Shastra Vidim Utsrijya Vartate Kama Karnat. Na Sasiddhim Navapnoti Na Sukham Na Param Gati. If you just have faith in the Shastra, then everything, all our life will be successful. If we start doubting Shastra, then where will we go, actually? If we doubt Shastra, if we doubt Sadhu, if we doubt Guru, where will we go? There is no hope for us, actually. That is why, at least, that is why we don't have to, sometimes people wonder, oh, do you have to take things blindly? No, we don't have to take things blindly. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Prabhupada says, you know, like, Sadhu is there, Shastra is there, and Guru is also there. You can do a 3-point test, actually. Whatever the Sadhu says, is it
will be in the Shastra. Shastra only Sadhu will say, and whatever the Sadhu Shastra says, that will tally with the Guru. So Sadhu Shastra Guru, this test you can follow. Nobody is asking. Srila Prabhupada never said you follow this blindly. You ask questions. Who is the first person to introduce the question answer system? In the spiritual circles, I never heard nobody, do you have any questions? Have you any, before coming to Hare Krishna ISKCON, have you any encountered this system? Anybody ask any sadhu or any sannyasi, do you have any questions? No. They will have their pravachan, whatever they will give, and then they go away. There is no opportunity for question. Here, Srila Prabhupada says, is there any question? Do you have any questions? So Srila Prabhupada is always setting an example. You have to question. But in a humble mood. Even Arjuna also questioning. Not that questioning is not a problem at all. It's like Krishna says, I instructed this Bhagavad Gita to sun god Vivaswan. So Arjuna, you are immediately saying, oh Krishna, you are a bluffer. How can you say that sun god is very old and you are just so young? How can you instruct? No, he didn't say like that. He says, how do I understand that? Sun god is senior by birth to you. How do I understand that you instructed this to sun god? So Arjuna put the blame on himself. How do I understand? There is some difficulty in my understanding. There is no problem in Krishna's this thing. So this is the way to ask questions actually. Not a challenging, show me God, do this, do that. No, it is not possible. It won't work like that. You can't even see a small counselor. You can't even see small one fellow in the office. You want to see someone, nobody can see like that. But you want to see God like that. You want a challenging way, it won't work. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, the different planets began to feel the heat excessively and compared to that of the Samavartaka fire. So here, I was just reading this and I was reminded of one pastime where the similar thing happened actually in Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll just read out where Dhruva Maharaj is performing lot of austerities. This is just a comparison. I'm trying to understand how something is happening in one place and then the whole universe it is getting affected. One place something is happening, the whole universe it is getting affected. I'll just read out few verses. This is from Canto 4, Chapter 8 of Bhagavatam. Text number 77-78 around that area. I'll just read the translation only. For the first month, Dhruva Maharaj ate only fruits and berries on every third day, only to keep his body and soul together. And in this way, he progressed in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the second month, this is a diet, Dhruva Maharaj's diet, we are going to read now. If anybody is willing to diet, this is the best formula. In the second month, Dhruva Maharaj ate only every 6 days, and for his eatables he took dry grass and leaves. Thus he continued his worship. In the third month, he drank water only every 9 days. Thus he remained completely in trance and worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is adored by selected verses. In the fourth month, Dhruva Maharaj became a complete master of the breathing exercise, and thus he inhaled air only every 12th day. In this way, he became completely fixed in his position and worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the fifth month, Maharaja Dhruva, the son of the king, had controlled his breathing so perfectly that he was able to stand on only one leg, just as a column stands, without motion, and concentrate his mind fully on the Parabrahman. He completely controlled his senses and their objects, and in this way he fixed his mind without diversion to anything else upon the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Dhruva Maharaj thus captured the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the refuge of the total material creation and who is the master of all living entities, the three worlds began to tremble. Yeah, this is Dhruva Maharaj is performing all the austerities here, and the whole three worlds began to tremble. As Dhruva Maharaj, the king's son, kept himself steadily standing on one leg, the pressure of his leg toe pushed down half the earth, just as an elephant being carried on a boat rocks the boat left and right without his every step. When Dhruva Maharaj became practically one in heaviness with Lord Vishnu, the total consciousness due to his fully concentrating and closing all the holes of his body, the total universal breathing became choked up, and all the great demigods in all the planetary systems felt suffocated and thus took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The demigod said, "Dear Lord, you are the refuge of all moving and non-moving living entities. We feel that all the living entities to be suffocating, their breathing process is choked up. We have never experienced such a thing. Since you are the ultimate shelter of all the surrendered souls, we have therefore approached you. Kindly save us from this danger." So we could understand there is a similarity between the Samavartaka, the Brahmastra's fire, and also the Dhruva Maharaj's. Don't think that only when somebody is putting Astra, then only the effect will be there. But Dhruva Maharaja, by just performing the austerities, he could do the same thing, and the whole world was trembling. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, in the text number 80 purport, very important point Prabhupada writes, when hundreds of persons are sitting in an aeroplane, although they are remain individual units, they each share in the total force of the aeroplane, which runs at thousands miles per hour. Similarly, when unit energy is identified with the service of the total energy, the unit energy becomes as powerful as the total energy. This is like, for me, it looks like another Newton's law, the E is equal to MC is kind of like that. See, Srila Prabhupada is so... She's like, he writes so many things. Like, I was remembering, like, Prabhupada was not a scientist or somebody, not a material scientist, but somehow, how he could do all these things, and like explains all these things. We'll just read a little bit. It says, Prabhupada says, as explained in the previous verse, Dhruva Maharaj, because of his spiritual advancement, became almost the total heaviness, and thus he pressed down the whole earth. Moreover, by spiritual power, his unit body became the total body of the universe. Thus, when he closed the holes of his unit body to firmly concentrate his mind on the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, all the units of the universe, namely all the living entities, including the big demigods, felt the pressure of suffocation as if their breathing were being choked. Therefore, they all took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because they were perplexed as to what had happened. So, Prabhupada makes an important point. This example of Dhruva Maharaj closing the holes of his personal body and thereby closing the breathing holes of the total universe clearly indicates that a devotee, by his personal devotional service, can influence all the people of the whole world to become devotees of the Lord. If there is only one pure devotee in pure Krishna consciousness, he can change the total consciousness of the world into Krishna consciousness. This is not very difficult to understand if we study the behavior of Dhruva Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada so expertly explained how Srila Prabhupada, one devotee, and he changed the consciousness of the whole world. Now so many millions and millions of devotees are practicing Krishna consciousness because of just one devotee. Srila Prabhupada, he took the pain to want to come to the Western world and preach this message. So like Dhruva Maharaj, by just sitting in one place, he could meditate and then the whole world is trembling. Same way, this one person, this is what the inundation, when you say the inundation, this is the inundation of the bhakti. Like Srila Prabhupada, he inundated the whole world with this bhakti. So this is the, I was just reading this in a Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada, one Maharaj is writing this, so I just very impressed by this, how he is comparing this one devotee by his concentration and devotional service, he can change the world. So that's why we should not think that one person can do. No, one person can do many things actually. As we become very strict, we become very steady in our devotional service, we are ready in our sadhana, then we can. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, achar, vichar, prachar. When we buy by our achar, by vichar, then automatically the prachar. Because the prachar doesn't mean that only giving classes actually. Prachar means by our exemplary activities, that will be a big example. We don't have to go on, because by just seeing the activities of the devotees, people will understand what is happening. So Srila Prabhupada continues in the purport, no planet therefore is without living beings, as less intelligent materialistic men think. Sometimes we went to the moon planet, we could not see anyone, so there is nobody was there. It's such a foolish argument actually. You just went somewhere and you searched somewhere, nobody was there, and you came back and you began a report saying no one is there. But Shastra says Sarvagata. Sarvagata means everywhere the living entities are there. It's not that other planets. Even this is a very childish argument, because it's like every living entity can live anywhere.
Shastra says, like sarvagata. Sarvagata means even in the fire there are some living entities. Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita text 2.24 in this the purport. Prabhupada explains the word sarvagata is significant because there is no doubt that living entities are all over God's creation. They live on the land, in the water, in the air, within earth, and even within fire. The belief that they are sterilized in fire is not acceptable because it is clearly stated here that the soul cannot be burned by fire. Therefore, there is no doubt that there are living entities also in the sun planet with suitable bodies to live there. If the sun globe is uninhabited, then the word sarvagata, living everywhere, becomes meaningless. So it is like a sarvagata, the same sarvagata is explained here. This is living entities are everywhere actually. Everywhere the living entities are there. It's not that only living entities are our earthly planet only. And Srila Prabhupada goes in somewhere says, even the living entities are there in a higher planetary system, much more intelligent than us actually. This is very hard for us to understand. We think we are the only intelligent person. We are the only advanced soul. We are thinking like that. But if the higher planetary systems, there are so many living entities so advanced. And they are also performing devotional service. Not that just they are sitting there idling. So this is, and then this Prabhupada continues with this. I thought maybe the release of Brahmastra also, the retraction of Brahmastra also will read. The seeing the disturbance of the general populace and the imminent destruction of the planets, Arjuna at once retracted both Brahmastra weapons as Lord Sri Krishna desired. Prabhupada explains in this, in a different lecture, this is the duty of a Kshatriya. Duty of a Kshatriya is when there is a danger, he has to give protection. That is the duty of a Kshatriya. So here there is apparently some danger here. What is the danger? This excessive heat. Excessive heat has been generated. And now that as a Kshatriya, he is duty bound to do something for the Praja. So that is why Lord Krishna is instructing him to retract this Brahmastra. And then Arjuna is going to act on that. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, the theory that the modern atomic bomb explosion can annihilate the world is childish imagination. Sometimes the people ask this question, like, probably 2012, the world is going to annihilate. I think there was some documentary was produced, I think. Is it some, do you know? No? You believe in Shastra, so you don't believe all these things. So somebody was asking, 2012, this is going to finish. But this is a, and they produced big movies, big documentary, big books, big articles have been written on this. This is like how it is possible. Like where is the Shastra says 2012 it is going to, the earth is going to finish or the world is going to finish. No. According to us, is Kali Yuga, we are only the starting. Only 5,000 years have passed. We have 432,000 years to pass. We have at least 427,000 years to go. How we can say that Kali Yuga is going to finish? Not even this Kali Yuga is not going to finish. How is the universe is going to finish? The doom day or something they said. I forgot what was that. So it is not, sometimes people imagine these things. And then it's not like that. So Prabhupada says it is childish. The theory that the modern atomic bomb explosions can annihilate the world is childish imagination. First of all, the atomic energy is not powerful enough to destroy the world. This is another beauty actually. Because they think that everybody is having, he has accumulated some weapon, the other one has accumulated weapon, everybody is just thinking that by just me doing that, the whole universe will be, or maybe it will affect your country only, it's not going to affect the whole universe. So they're just thinking like that. And secondly, ultimately it is all rest on the supreme will of the Lord, because without His will or sanction, nothing can be built or nothing can be destroyed. This is the beauty. Rake Krishna, Mareke, Mare Krishna, Rake. If Krishna decides, then only the destruction can happen. Or Krishna only decides, then only the protection can happen. It's not like just because somebody puts the, presses the button, everything will be annihilated. No, it's not going to be like that. And Srila Prabhupada says, it is foolish also to think that the natural laws are ultimately powerful. Material nature law works under the direction of the Lord as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. So what, does anyone remember where in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says? Yes? Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetu Nanena Kaunteya
jagat viparivartit. Maya adakshina. Maya adakshina. Because Prabhupada translate maya adakshina. Because maya, my superintendent, superintendents. Maya adakshina prakriti suyate sa saracharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. So Krishna says in this the material nature is working under his direction. It is not under working our direction. And Krishna, yes, it is said, material nature is very powerful. Krishna, even Lord Krishna doesn't deny that. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says also, mama maya duratyaya, daivi hesha gunamayi, mama maya duratyaya, mamevaye prapadhyante, maya metam tarantite. So that formula is also given. It's not that Krishna is just giving only this, this problem. A material nature is very, very difficult to overcome. Yes, we know that. And Krishna gives a formula, mamevaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. By just surrendering unto me, one can overcome the maya, material energy. His without his will or sanction, nothing can be built or nothing can be destroyed. It is foolish also to think that natural laws are ultimately powerful. Material nature's law works under the direction of the Lord as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says that natural laws work under his supervision. That is the Maya Adakshina. The world can be destroyed only by the will of the Lord and not by the whims of the tiny politicians. Because they just make this war and other things, they think they can destroy it. They can make some destruction, they can create some havoc, they can create some disturbance in a small country. But they cannot destroy the whole universe, because that is the universe, is the time is there. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. So as the Brahma's day finishes, when Brahma finishes that time, the whole thing is annihilated. And also every there is a partial annihilation also. In Srimad Bhagavatam explains, it is not like only total annihilation and Mahapralaya. And there is a partial, every day Brahma goes to sleep, some portion is annihilated. So then again everybody gets into the body of Mahavishnu. So those things are also happening. Lord Sri Krishna desired that the weapons released by both Drauni and Arjuna be withdrawn, and it was carried out by Arjuna at once. So this is like a Vasudevasya Matam. This is Lord Vasudeva, Lord Krishna's desire. Lord Krishna's desire is want to give protection to the living entity. That is why he is coming. This is his opinion. Lord Krishna is giving Mata. This is a Vasudevasya Matam. Prabhupada translates the opinion of Vasudeva, Sri Krishna. This is opinion of Sri Krishna. Yes, now the Brahmastra has to be retracted so that the people will be relieved from this, the heat of this Brahmastra. Lord Sri Krishna desired that the weapons released by both Drauni and Arjuna be withdrawn, and it was carried out by Arjuna at once. This is the Prabhupada explains in one of the purports. This is Vasudevasya Matam. When we fulfill the desires of the Lord, then that is the perfection. Vasudevasya Matam. And fulfilling the desires of the Lord, Lord doesn't need anything, because he doesn't have to personally do anything. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. He doesn't have to personally go and execute our activities. No. By just his will only, there are so many agents who are competent enough to do the activities for the Lord. They will do the work. So here, Lord is using Arjuna as an instrument to retract the Brahmastra. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains, Vasudevasya Matam, somehow if we can imbibe the Vasudevasya Matam, the opinion of Vasudeva in our life. What is the Vasudevasya Matam? Final listing is, Man Manabhava Mad Bhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, Mame Vaishyasi Tvaivam, Atmanam Mat Parayana. So just to become a devotee of the Lord, that is Vasudevasya. Lord Krishna doesn't want us to suffer here. In this material world, he personally comes and he sends his representatives, he gives his authoritative scriptures, so that somehow or other we get attracted to him and then we go back to him. So that is, he wants to give a protection to us all the time. That is his mood. So that is why he is all compassionate also. He is very compassionate and the living entities. So he doesn't want the living entity. Even the scorching heat, he just say, okay, now retract this Brahmastra. Because Aswatthama does not know how to retract the Brahmastra. He knows only how to fire that Brahmastra. He doesn't know how to retract. So Arjuna has been asked here to retract the Brahmastra so that he can do the as a Kshatriya duty, and also Vasudevasya Matam. Vasudeva's desire is like that only. So to retract Brahmastra so that the people will be relieved of all this distress of this heat. Is any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
But here, and practically, we see that it is pertaining to the world actually, you know, different countries of the globe. So that, that can definitely be harm in a great action.
It will create harm, but they, that Prabhupada says here, the whatever that the modern, the theory that modern atomic bomb explosions can annihilate the world is childish, because the energy is there. Yes, it will create, definitely it will create some harm, no doubt about that. It, that energy is not sufficient enough to destroy the whole, annihilate the whole universe. Then there is, why the need of Samavartaka fire, and why there is a Tandava Nritya where Lord Shiva has to perform, and then all these things. So the scientists can, or the, even the two presidents of two United States and USSR, they only can destroy the universe. Then it is not possible. They can create, yes, as you are right, they can create some kind of disturbance, some calamity, some kind of perplexing situation they can create. That's it. But it is not, ultimately they can't destroy the universe. That destroying the universe is at the will of the Lord actually. It's not like their will. They can't just like, I will put one weapon and I will destroy. Okay, you may destroy your place. They are thinking, oh, see, that's how most of the people think. You know, that America means they think there's only their country is there. But there are so many countries. So millions of universes are there. Millions of planets are there. So just destroying one place, actually it is like a bag of mustard seeds actually. So it's like one mustard seed is lost from the bag of mustard seed, there is no loss. Same way, we don't have to. So yeah, but they create such an impression that yes, it is happening like that. But as a devotees of the Lord, we have full faith in the Lord. When Lord wants to destroy this whole universe, at that time only, Kalki Avatar. Why then Kalki Avatar is coming? Kalki Avatar is coming, and then he is re-establishing. So that's when this type of some disturbances will be definitely there. Kali Yuga, that's the Kali Yuga. As the Kali Yuga progresses, this all these disturbances will be there. And the end of the Kali Yuga, Lord Kalki will appear, and then he will re-establish the religious principles. Yes. Yes. Yeah, because see one thing what we are forgetting is like yes, Lord is sanctioning. See, Lord is like anu upadrashta anumantascha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatmechi shapiyukta dehesvi purushapara. He is like a paramatma is situated in everyone's heart according to the karma, and so many things are there. See, it's like a Nagasaki, something happened, means it's not like a why? See, Lord is not like a cruel person. Okay, Nagasaki people suffer. No, not like that. Because everybody is put in a situation. They are put in a family. They are put in a circumstance. Everything is, again, the karma. Whatever karma they did also. It's not just like why those people have suffered? Why here? Why they didn't put this in Melbourne? Why they put in? Because that's, there is a reason for that. Because sometimes we think, when we say karma, people think, oh, people are suffering and you are just giving explanation, it's all because of karma. Whether we accept or we don't accept, karma has a role to play. Unless otherwise the person takes to pure devotional service, karmani nirdahati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Until that time, the karma will act actually. So the karma... So that is why this is happening, because of the past karma. And Lord Krishna doesn't interfere in other people's karma. He just, like the law of nature, take its own effect. But in the case of devotee, he takes special interest, and then he personally guides the devotee. He gives the, that's why he says the samoham sarva bhuteshu na dveshna, samoham sarva bhuteshu. I'm equal to everyone. I don't envy anyone. But for my devotee, I'm very, very dear. So that is Lord Krishna's special benediction for the devotee. So that way, why it is happening? Krishna sanctioning doesn't mean that Krishna is saying, okay, now put the bomb. Krishna only tells to put the bomb. No, Krishna didn't tell to put the bomb. Because according to their karma, these people have to suffer. So material nature is arranging all these things. That's it. So it's not like Krishna is not directly taking the bomb in the hand and then give it to them. You go and put that. No. He is sanctioning. Sanction means, yes, because he just, whatever the law of karma, let it take effect. So that's any points on that, Pro? Please correct me if there is some difference in understanding. Yes, Pro.
Is it corporate karma or individual karma?
there is a different levels of karma. Because Srila Prabhupada says, if a king gets karma at least one-sixth of the karma of the praja also. He is getting tax. When he is getting tax, why can't he get karma also? Because he is collecting tax. Because we also have a karma, individual karma there, collective karma is also there. It's not like only when something happened. Because for example, I'm working for a company. That company is engaged in some sinful activities. So, we also get some karma, some token. Because we are getting salary and we are getting their money and we may be giving some service to them, that's different. But because we are working for a sinful company or sinful this thing, then we get some reaction. Similarly, Shastra says, na, somebody is like cooking meat or killing animals. So, what there are six people involved. The person who kills, okay, he will get the maximum thing. And then the person who gave permission, the person who transports, the person who gives the land, like that, so many people are implicated. That is why the karma is very, very complex actually. So best thing is engage in activities which are pure devotional service. They don't have any material reaction. Karma, akarma, vikarma. So this is karma is also dangerous. And vikarma, dangerous. So but akarma, the activities in the pleasure of the Lord, those activities, they don't have any material reaction. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we have to somehow or other start doing activities for Vishnu. Yajyartha, karmanon, anyatra, lokoyam, karma bandana, tadartam, karma kaunteya, mukta sangha samachara. So then the activity will not bind. Because other activities, whatever activities we do in this material world, will bind us. Whatever may be the good activity or bad activity. Good activity, how it will bind? You have to take birth again in the material world and enjoy the results of that. Bad activity, again you have to take birth and suffer for that also. So that's why we have to perform activities for yajna. So then there is no suffering, no bondage is created. Yes?
So Lord Krishna always says, surrender to me, surrender to me.
Yeah.
So when and how we can surrender?
When and how we can surrender? Actually, yeah. This question asked to Srila Prabhupada, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, we can surrender now. And he gave an example. No, sorry, I'm just serious. He said, you can surrender now. Then immediately he gave the example of Maharaj, Katvanga Maharaj is coming in the dynasty of Lord Ramachandra. So Katvanga Maharaj is so powerful, sometimes they call Katvanga Maharaj to the higher planetary systems for fighting. He was so powerful. So Katvanga Maharaj went and fought with all the demons and everything, and then the devatas were very pleased with him, and then they said, we want to offer you some benediction. So then Katvanga Maharaj asked, please tell me, how long will I live? So then Katvanga Maharaj was given the answer, you have one muhurta left. One muhurta means very small amount of time. One muhurta only left. So then Katvanga Maharaj said, I have one request. Can you please transport me within one muhurta to the deity, temple of my Lord? I just want to go and surrender to him. So just the one muhurta, he just all the way from the higher planetary system, he was transported to this deity and then he surrendered to the Lord and attained perfection. So that is what one muhurta is just, that is sufficient. But the problem is, you know, like we have willing to surrender. If you are not willing to surrender, even 100 million muhurtas are also not sufficient. Because even 100,000 millions of years are there, then we may not surrender. We have to be prepared. But that preparation comes, like Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka, surrender does not just one day walking in the street and immediately surrender just drops from the sky. No, it doesn't happen like that. So there is anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshisyati iti viswaso, goptrutve varanam tata, atmanikshepa karpanye, sadviti saranagati. These six items of surrender. Anukulyasya sankalpam. Whatever is favorable to devotional service, we embrace that. Anukulyasya sankalpam. So whatever favorable, we accept that. Pratikulyasya varjanam. Pratikulyasya varjanam means whatever is unfavorable, we reject that. So that way, anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshisyati iti viswaso. Rakshisyati iti viswaso means Krishna is the only protector. Rakshisyati iti viswaso. Viswaso means dreda. This is like a very firm conviction that Krishna is the protector. Goptrutte varanam tata. This is like he is our master. Then atmanikshepa karpanye. So then he is our master, and with humility, then we can surrender to him.
So the surrendering process has been described like a step by step. So surrender, I think one day we have to start slowly, anukulyasya, so favorable things, unfavorable things, rejection. So then Krishna is the protector. Slowly, then finally the surrender will happen. So it's not like a surrender is not something very hypothetical thing. It is a practical thing. Everybody can surrender, like Maharaj, Katwanga Maharaj surrendered. We all can surrender. But the starting point is like a slowly and steadily we can do. One day we can surrender to Lord Krishna. And this is like we can practice that. Even in this life, we don't have to till the time of death we have to wait. We can, even while practicing only, we can feel the difference. Yes, ma'am.
We see that now, after Arjuna released the Brahmastra, with the combined heat, all this sort of destruction is about to happen, and then he withdraws the Brahmastra. So, why doesn't he withdraw it in the first place only when Ashwatthama has fired the Brahmastra? He knows how to withdraw the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama.
Actually, I also thought about this question. this is a question for the next week, actually. All the Bhakti Vishrama Maharaj, Bhakti Bhanu Swami Maharaj, and all this Ramai Swami Maharaj. Yeah, I also thought about this question, but I don't have an answer to that. Because, see, the thing is, first Brahmastra, so then this Arjuna releasing the Brahmastra didn't counteract, actually. So it's like excessive heat was produced. So then, again, Lord Krishna is there to, is guiding him. So I don't know the reason why it was... First time only that, maybe some etiquette or something there, when you release the Brahmastra, other person can't, I don't know, whether you have to release something and release, I don't know the technical details, so we can reserve this question for next week. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, he didn't mean to disturb the world, but because of his concentration, because of his meditation, the Prabhupada says, he became one in heaviness with the Lord, and then he pressed the air, and then because he closed all the 9 holes within the unit, then the whole, this thing starts suffocating. So he didn't purposely do that, but because of the nature of the austerity is like that, actually. Nature of the austerity is like that. That's why then Lord Vishnu, the devatas, they went to Lord Vishnu, and then Lord Vishnu came and personally gave darshan to, and then we know the story. Because with all these things, he is saying, I don't want anything. Just now I had your darshan, I don't want anything. So that is the beauty of the whole thing. Because all these things, with all these austerities, all these things, with all this, started like that, but end of the day, when he had darshan of the Lord, I don't know. I was just looking for the broken pieces of glass. Now I have a jewel of your association. I do not want anything. So that's that is the mood of the devotee. Devotee doesn't want to create a show by which, you know, like this, all these things are disturbed. The universal thing is trembling. Everything is trembling. No, he doesn't want that. But the process is like that. When you control the breathing, control the thing, so automatically that happens. So then, by Lord's mercy, that has been released also. Yes, Prabhu?
This is something a little out of context, but as we see these days that India is a land of dharma, there's so many incarnations of the Lord has descended. So then why we see that is a place where people are suffering the most due to various reasons. So how do we explain, because it's a spiritual land, most of the... So
land is spiritual, but the people are not following. Land is spiritual, yeah, you are right. Your land is spiritual, but if you don't, but that potency is still there. So it's not that don't, the potency is still there. But as the, how much intensely you follow that, then that much you get this thing also. Like India, also, people are also suffering and people are also flourishing. There is the place where the spiritual revolution is also happening, and also the material revolution also side by side happening. So which one we want to take, that's our this thing. But still, it's a Punya Bhumi. No doubt about that. Bharata Bhumi is a Punya Bhumi only. So not just because we are coming from Bharata, it is Punya Bhumi. It's just because of the
all the great acharyas, they have appeared. Because of that it is Punya Bhumi, not because we appeared there it is Punya Bhumi. Sometimes when you think Bharata Bhumi is a Punya Bhumi, just because we appeared it is Punya Bhumi. Not because we appeared it is Punya Bhumi, because it's all the great acharyas, great personalities, they appear. And this is still, this is the beauty, you know, like Srila Prabhupada's been in many of the lectures, he says, this is the culture of India. Like sometimes you walk on the field, Prabhupada gives the example, if I walk in somebody's field in America, there is a trespassers will be prosecuted. But here, Srila Prabhupada went into somebody's field and immediately they bowed on and he was very happy that you could walk in our area and then he gave so much this thing for. So this is the culture is still there. You can't deny that. Wherever you go, from south to east, north, everywhere you go, the culture is still there. But slowly people are forgetting. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharata Bhumide Manushya Janma Hoilaja, Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropakar. This is the greatest thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he said, Bharata Bhumide Manushya Janma Hoilaja. Those who have taken birth in the Bharata Bhumi is very, very rare. What we are supposed to do? Janma Sartha Kari. We have to make our life perfect. Then Karo Paropakar. Then we have to give this knowledge. Paropakar doesn't mean that like we have to anything, even our near family, friends, small circle, anything. We have to start like that. This is the greatest work. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order for all of us. So yes, that's there. All the credits are there. Bharata Bhumi credit is there. All the credentials are there. But we have to not just like only this advancement, material advancement. We have to do the spiritual advancement and give the message to. We have to Janma Sarthagari and Karo Paro. That message we have to take it very seriously. That is our duty. If we call ourselves Indian and we call ourselves, we belong to Bharata Bhumi, then we have to, the great responsibility of taking our life, making our life serious, perfect, and then giving the message to others. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.